Humble Holding Up is sponsored by Fat Bowl Clothing.
So, Goff, you know that I am a big fashion lover.
Yes,
and you also wear clothing.
Often.
So, have you checked out Fat Bowl Clothing in Arcata yet?
Ooh, you know, it's been a bit. Why don't you tell me about that, Steph?
Well, it's this awesome shop in Arcata. They have their own unique clothing print designs. They've got shirts, hats, hoodies, you know, all that stuff that you need to wear in Humboldt. They also do custom screen printing.
Oh,
so
okay.
You can rock your own design or rep for your company or your, you know, bowling team or whatever it is that you're into.
My bowling team has looked a little shabby lately, so this comes as great news.
I thought that it might. Fat Bowl Clothing is at 1618 G Street in Northtown Arcata, or you can check them out online at fatbol.com. It's Humble Holding Up, the most enthusiastic podcast that you have ever experienced in your life. Okay, I'm Stephanie McGarry.
And I'm Andrew Goff. Yes, this burst of enthusiasm.
I had to sing it out. Okay.
Okay, so today on the show, we have Neralee Devaney, who is one of the main creative forces behind something called Humboldt Hot Air. What's Humboldt Hot Air, Stephanie, you're asking?
Yeah, what is Humboldt Hot Air, Andrew?
Well, we're going to talk about that a bit today. But just to quickly kind of set the stage for this, you know, lots has been written about the untimely demise of KHSU. And we won't, you know, get into all that today, except to say that, you know, there are quite a few people who felt a real sense of loss when that community asset was, they felt unjustly taken from them. And so now, some 2 years later or so, some of the energy from that loss has now been pumped into Humboldt Hot Air, which is this upstart online radio station, which is being run out of the Arcata Playhouse. And Neralee Devaney, our guest today, as I mentioned, has a name that will be familiar to people who love KHSU, of course, because her dad, Vinny, or Greg Devaney, whichever you knew him by, hosted a show called Fogu on that station for long time there that Fogu ran. But anyway, we're going to talk to Neralee and let's get some hot air up in here.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Hi.
Can I say this? Of all the people that we've had on here, you look like you're coming to us from maybe the coziest place that I've ever, just for whatever reason, what is presented behind you just looks like
gosh,
a place that I want to be.
Yeah.
I'm glad you think so, because there's my dying plant I've tried to help it many times, and the more I help it, the more it dies. And I think it wanted to be neglected more.
What kind of plant is it? Maybe we should devote this whole hour to rehabbing this thing.
I think it's a ficus tree.
At one time it was a ficus.
Yeah.
As I think I see behind you, I have decided that the pothos plants are the only plant that I love.
Like, those are the plant for the people who are terrible at taking care of plants, that those are the ones that you need, because they can survive. They survive underwatering, overwatering. Like, you just cannot kill them even if you try. Yeah. So we're not really going to talk about houseplants for an hour today. Dang it. So thank you so much for joining us, Neralee. I'm sure that you're quite busy, and we wanted to have you on today because we want to talk about Humboldt Hot Air. You know, we've been getting wind of this thing for a little while now and haven't really talked to anybody about it yet. And so Humboldt Hot Air, for people who don't know, it's a fairly new online community radio station and audio studio. And it's at, I believe the studio is at the Arcata Playhouse in Arcata. Yeah. And so it's a project of Playhouse Arts, the umbrella company umbrella nonprofit that includes the Arcata Playhouse. And as I understand it, it kind of started, you know, in response to the dismantling of KHSU and that you were all trying to kind of fill this void and give the area another community radio station. So, you know, maybe you could just start by telling us, kind of taking us through that journey a little bit, you know, telling us about how the project came to be and how you got involved.
Yeah. So Humboldt Hot Air, exactly as you said, was birthed out of the fall of KHSU, basically, I would say. And it was an idea that Jackie Dandino, who runs the Arcata Playhouse, had kind of in the back of her mind. And the first person that she brought in to get it running is Danielle Orr. And Danielle Orr is a longtime programmer from KHSU. And then throughout pretty much all of 2020 and a little bit before 2020, they were recording content and sending it over to KZZH and working in collaboration with Access Humboldt a little bit and recording audio and then sending it there. So it was being used as a audio recording studio. It used to be a storage closet, a very large storage closet. Maybe like the size of a bedroom for someone. It's not that small, really.
But okay. Okay.
Storage closet.
Before. In my mind, I was definitely thinking of like it was straight up like a tiny little space with like a mop bucket next to you and
totally. yeah, no, it's a decent sized room.
Okay,
a normal small room. Okay, but it mostly used as a storage closet. And then James Hildebrandt, who works also for Playhouse Arts and does all the like stuff on the ground, he soundproofed the whole room, made it look super nice, and kind of remodeled, got new lights in, all that stuff, made it a real room and made it a soundproofed room. So I moved back to Humboldt in 2020. I had been living in Santa Cruz. I grew up here in Arcata, and then I went to UC Santa Cruz for 4 years. And then I came back, and then was here for a few months. And then Jackie reached out to me about this project. And I started working with Danielle. Basically, I came in when the goal for a live stream became more, that was something that they wanted. And so I kind of helped worked with Stream Guys a little bit, along with Solomon Clark. We all kind of worked together and got that whole computer set up. And then I got hired, which made it happen for real. And now we're getting people in there and we're doing live shows. And it's been really exciting to see all the different people, the really like diverse programming that I'm hoping to get and that we are already getting, like just a lot of different types of things to tune into, which is super fun. So, yeah.
So what is your official title there?
Project manager.
Project manager. Okay. Yeah.
Did you study radio broadcasting or at UC Santa Cruz?
I studied sociology, but I worked at KZSC, which is the radio station there for 4 years. And when I was there, I did, I was hip hop director for a little bit.
There's a title called hip hop director.
Yeah, there's genre directors. So every genre director is in charge of like things that come into our physical library or people who are interested in volunteering specifically with the department. So then what I would do is like direct volunteers to shows or artists that wanted to be interviewed would reach out to specifically me if they were like a hip hop artist.
Wow, cool. We didn't do it that way at KRFH. So that's.
Yeah, well, there's like a lot happening at the radio station. So there's like different genre directors.
Wow, neat.
Yeah. And then I had been involved in the Playhouse because when I was in high school, I did what is still a program, which is called Apprentice Entertainment. And so that's how me and Jackie knew each other already.
So I've tuned into Humboldt Hot Air these last couple of days. And I say like, you know, it reminds me a lot musically of KHSU. Like it's just, you know, it's a nice, you know, soundtrack, and it's like not super, you know, obtrusive anyway. It's just like, this is nice. I feel soothed by what's coming out of it. And I wonder, like, as you were having conversations, and meetings with your fellow errors, talking about like what this thing would be, like, I wonder who you imagined your listeners for this thing would be. Cause I know like, you know, for us, we're doing this little lo-fi glitchy podcast specifically, you know, about Humboldt. So like, we know that we're, you know, setting ourselves up to have a pretty small potential audience. I wonder, like, what do you think Humboldt ears in 2021 are seeking, or what do they need? Like, who are you trying to reach with this project?
Yeah, totally. That's a great question. First of all, I want to say this is the first time I've heard anyone use the word errors. That's funny. I like
okay,
that.
Yeah. mistakes.
I think our audience, I mean, you know, in an ideal world, we would have a huge audience. I think that for now, a lot of our audience is people who were big fans of KHSU. So a lot of people who really miss that that community resource. And also, we have a good handful of programmers who are from KHSU and are doing shows that were on KHSU. So I think that that is like a really like obvious one, that people are missing those shows and then they can hear them again on Humboldt Hot Air. And I think that utilizing the kind of fan base that a lot of our KHSU already had is a great way for us to get off the ground, to have people, you know, that already loved KHSU. And now this is like kind of an iteration of that. And with that said, I'm also really looking forward to doing things that have nothing to do with KHSU. I'm really looking forward to getting... especially maybe people who don't even really have radio experience, but are involved in really cool projects in our community. I think a good example of that we are getting this Saturday is going to be our first episode of this is Tucker Noir, who is the person in charge of Club Triangle. Yeah. And she's going to do a show that's a bunch of different things, like talking about like mental health and resources and playing like music by queer artists and just like a lot of different stuff. Kind of what they're basically like what they do with Club Triangle turned into a radio show. So that kind of thing is like something that I'm really looking forward to getting Humboldt Hot Air doing, is making connections with community organizations and then turning it into a radio show or turning it into a podcast or whatever it is, but kind of connecting.
Like Houseplants Hour.
Exactly.
But that's great. Yeah, we know about Tucker. We are both Tucker fans here, and we've had her on the podcast in the past as well. So yeah, definitely looking forward to checking out that show. When you mentioned that other, you know, old KHSU programmers, you know, have shows on there now, like what other shows might people recognize? Like what's
so schedule? The main one that has been on, it was actually our first show that we aired, is No Room for Squares with Harlan Rain, which was on KHSU and is a jazz show. It's going to be every Thursday from 8 to 10. And then DJ Red, he worked with KHSU and he's also doing a show on Fridays, which is called Vinyl Exams. And then Folklife Woodshed is another one that is not... This is being officially announced right now. I haven't announced it, but
on bring it on Jay. Yeah.
Yeah. With Jay, that will be on Humboldt Hot Air soon in the next at least month.
So. Awesome. Nice. That's great. Mm-hmm. And you yourself have a show.
I'm doing Warm Gold, which is a show on Wednesdays, 6 to 8 PM. And I play hip hop and R&B and soul. And so far, every episode of that has been very different. So different kind of whatever that means to you. It's done a lot of different things there. So, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So it's a free form, we would call it, you know, kind of station, right? I mean, people just play whatever they want.
Definitely. I am like making people theme their shows.
Okay.
Because I think that helps listeners get interested if they have an idea of what they're going to turn into, but it doesn't have to be a theme by genre. It can be a theme, like, for example, Vinyl Exams is like, we're playing vinyl, or we had one this morning, the Bobby Burns show with DJ Dental Floss, and his is all shows that are yard sailed and thrifted and found music, which is
Fun. I like
the genres are loose, or the themes are loose, but they are Yeah.
I like that DJ name too. That's always a fun part of this. Yeah. DJ Dental Floss is awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So obviously, you know, I think we wanted to ask you a little bit about your dad. I think, you know, a lot of people around here probably knew him or knew of him. Vinny Devaney was a longtime host of Fogu on KHSU, longtime member of the band Medicine Ball. I only met him a few times, but he seemed just like a promoter of fun community weirdness and whimsy. And it's been a little 3 years now since he passed away. And I wonder just like how much of what you learned from him bringing now to this project, like what did you absorb from your dad and being around him and radio growing up?
Yeah, totally. I definitely went, anyone who remembers KHSU like 15 years ago or more, I definitely used to go on all the time, me and my sister, when we were little, and we loved like storytelling and stuff. And I think that being on the radio was very comfortable to me at a young age. And I think the way that you're in a studio and you don't see your listeners doesn't give me like the anxiety of performing at all, because you're just and you don't know who's listening. You're just like having fun. And my dad definitely, with the nature of his show, he always gave us a lot of freedom to like do whatever we wanted. And he'd be like, okay, you guys want to do we liked doing performances. So we do little radio plays sometimes. So he would be like, okay. And we'd like play little characters and like do it on air. So I definitely grew up doing that a lot. And then for sure influenced me choosing to go into radio when I went to Santa Cruz. When I went to Santa Cruz, I got involved in radio immediately, did a wide range of shows, and then I definitely influenced like what I'm doing now for sure. His show was unlike anyone else's. His show is, he did a lot of live mixing of CDs and recordings and stuff. And I have been in conversation with Bob Doran about doing, my dad called him the executive producer of Fogu because he would, every week we would stop. He'd pick me up from school and he would be like, all right, we have to stop at Bob's house. And Bob would give him a CD. And that was his secret key to his show, which I always thought was cheating. I was always like, everyone thinks you're coming up with the music, which he was. He was. But Bob was the really powerful force behind
Bob is a deep well of music. I know he's got.
He pops up in all these places. That's so funny. I didn't know that.
So he is thinking about maybe doing a show where he re-airs Fogu, because I have all of the recordings. My dad recorded every single show he ever did.
So, are you serious? Every single Fogu is recorded.
Yeah, in many different, some of them are on tapes, some of them are on CDs, some of them are on thumb drives, some of them are MP3. It like evolved with
Of course.
technology. But yes, I think every single show. And some of the Disciple of Disorder, which was his pre-Fogu show, some of that is even recorded. So there's a lot of recordings of him. Yeah. So Bob was thinking about maybe having an hour where he would play Fogu and then back to back with maybe his own show or something like that. So people can look out for that. Mm. Fogu will come back in some.
I still like. Okay, like I still like. Can you like go a little further in describing Fogu? You know, because like I feel like, you know, I can't say I was a devoted listener, but I feel like every time that I would happen upon it, something different would be happening than the last time I heard it. Like there's like a, you know, like sound collage elements, or just sometimes your dad was ranting about something. I don't know. Like it was just like, it was always just like, you know, kind of interestingly startling, like happening on the radio right now that I have not experienced before.
Yeah. I think that was definitely in the nature of his show. It was all very experimental, very like on the spot, a live performance. He didn't think about what he was going to play much beforehand. He would listen to Bob's CDs and highlight. And he had that book that I'm sure you remember hearing him read from, which were fun facts that often I think were not maybe always true. But fun facts are crazy, and you can't, you know, how are you going to prove him wrong? So you're just like, okay. He used to say like, sometimes it's worth I don't remember the exact quote, but he would be like, yeah, you know, it's worth lying to make a good story. If it's going to make the story better, yeah, you can throw lies in there.
don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Yes, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
That's exactly it. So he would just do a lot of live mixing and stuff like that, playing CDs on top of each other, playing. And he never really used the computer that much. I think he went with requests and stuff. He would look things up on YouTube and play through there. Yeah. But in general, everything was CDs and records.
Yeah, which is becoming a more of a lost art, you know, these days. I think that with modern DJs, like they mostly play just off of the computer or whatever system they use, and doing the kind of, I mean, you still usually, like, you know, mix it yourself on your board, but I know a lot of people, like, you can just, like, put on Spotify and just, like, let things crossfade, and, you know, if you want to. Do you still kind of do that? Has that style of your dad's kind of something that you've absorbed too? Do you try to do some live mixing yourself?
Not so much right now. In the past, maybe a little bit when I was working at KHSU, I feel like with the show I'm doing right now, I'm still kind of getting comfortable being back on the radio and stuff, because it's been a while. But a little bit. I would say that also, if you want to plan your shows, which I've gotten the habit of planning my shows just because I like want them, you know, I want them to be good. So I'm like, yeah. And then there's a lot less live things happening because I've picked out the order of everything I'm going to play already.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it comes time to be there, all you're doing is being like, oh, okay, this is next. And you don't have to be on your toes. And I remember my dad's show, he was really on his toes the whole time. He couldn't really even talk, 'cause he'd be like looking at something and he'd be like, this song ends in 30 seconds. I need to figure out what I'm going to do next and like how to blend it and when I'm going to talk and what I'm going to say and stuff like that. So
well, sometimes it's fun to force yourself into corners like that and then totally have to rely on your own genius to get you out of the predicament you put yourself in. Like,
and not be afraid of making mistakes. And really, like, yeah, radio listener, mistakes are fine. And it reminds you that you're listening to it live, and it reminds you that it's a real person, and that's like a fun community station, and that like this is a human being when they make a mistake. So
yeah. I love mistakes. That's I mean, we will make 10 more by the time this thing is done, and I will be happy for it, you know.
Yes, we have the comfort with like this that we pre-record it and then get to edit it out, which is like, you know, yeah, nice. I remember. But
we don't that much.
Yeah. We like to leave in some, you know, make it seem, like you said, it's people, leave in the mistakes. But I definitely remember doing live radio and that, like, learning about the planning out my shows, because at first I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'll be doing that. I'll just be like moving and getting it going. And I remember like the first time that I just, that panic of like, oh my God, the song is ending. And I'm like, don't know what I'm going to play next. And just being totally terrified, like, all of a sudden I can't think of any songs. Like, I don't know any songs in the world. And that can be incredibly stressful. Mm-hmm. Not a super fun position to put yourself in.
Yeah, you also can't be too afraid of getting in trouble, because sometimes you'll play, if you don't listen to pre-listen to all your songs, they might say something that you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say too, is like with Humble Not Air, you have more freedom than people on KHSU did. Like, have you thought about how to take advantage of that at all?
Yeah, definitely. We don't have to follow any FCC guidelines as an internet station, which is great. So I don't have to police what people are playing, which is really nice. I do, of course, when I'm doing my little orientations with people, I'm like, okay, don't, you know, of course, nothing like offensive. You can't. Yeah. But as far as like saying messages that have some cuss words in them or whatever, like, that's totally fine. So that's been nice, and definitely like a weight off your shoulders. For sure. Right.
Yeah, that was the other anxiety producing thing, is realizing you left in a swear or messing up and then accidentally just swearing yourself on air, which is a I know I have a really foul mouth, so that
was messing up and then forgetting to turn off the mic and then being like, ah.
I've definitely heard that on some of the local radio stations too. And as a listener, I'm always like, oh, your mic is still on. Your mic is still, you're like trying to tell them, like communicate through.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, I mean, I'm glad that Andrew mentioned that, because that was something I was going to ask as far as like moving forward. Is FM broadcasting something that you hope to do, or do you prefer to stay as an online radio station because of that freedom that comes with it?
Yeah, that is totally something that we would love to do, and we've had a few conversations about it. It's expensive, and it takes a lot of knowledge from someone. Like, I'm pretty sure to start it, you have to have a licensed broadcast engineer signed onto your team.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things that it would take, but it is something that we're definitely hoping to have one day, and are in, you know, having conversations about every once in a while. The way I see it is, I think it would make the most sense to really establish ourselves as we are, as an internet radio station. And then from there, it would be easier to just add something in, and we'd already have all our schedule and our people and like be set up with the way we do things, and then that would be probably easier than trying to add it in right now.
So. Right. Is at least a low power station license, isn't that kind of cheaper? Like maybe starting there and then growing? I don't know.
Yeah, it's easier, and that is probably where we would start for sure. Yeah. But it's still not like that easy.
Yeah.
It's still definitely like a harder thing, and they open up like application times every once in a while. It's not like you can apply at any time.
Right. So, yeah, it's a complicated thing, that FCC. But well, what about some of your other kind of visions for the future? You know, earlier you mentioned something about the apprentice program that you were a part of with the Playhouse, and I read that, you know, that was something similar to that. A teen program was also something that was planned as a part of Humboldt Hot Air, where you sort of would teach, you know, these classes for teens, you know, on how to produce a radio show or how to produce a podcast, things like that.
Yeah, definitely. I am also running Apprentice Entertainment right now, which is that teen program with Mackenzie Ridgewood. The two of us are running that together. And yes, that is definitely something that we have in the works, is to have a teen program, like a teen hour. I think that for high schoolers are really busy all the time. They've got a million things going on. So asking high schoolers to commit to something like that, I'm not sure it would work for a lot of people, but not everyone. And so my idea is that we would have an apprentice or just a totally separate program that's just a Humboldt Hot Air teen hour that would rotate who's running it every month. So they would only have to do it maybe once a month or once every 2 months or however many people we got to do it, because it would rotate weekly. And then kind of like get people excited. And then especially if they're going to college after high school, like there's so many really cool college stations. So it would be a great way to get their foot in the door and know that they're interested in that. And then they could go on and like, or learning about journalism or something like that. Like it would be a great kind of starter point for high schools to get to do, because I don't believe that very many, at least high schools around here, have radio stations. I know
Blue Ox,
you're right. I don't think that a lot of them do. I think that's a cool idea. So that's something that's still in the really just in the planning stages now.
It's not out of my brain. I know that Jackie mentioned she had maybe talked to AAI, the Arcata Arts Institute through Arcata High, about maybe doing something with them. Again, just in people's brains, but would be a really cool thing to do, to get tie them together and kind of make a class out of it maybe eventually with high schools. So yeah, that's a hope. But you know, right now I'm definitely focusing on just getting people in, having shows.
Right. Now. Right. Exactly. I mean, once it eventually though, when I know that this is just your focus, you're still starting out, but like, what is your dream vision, you know, for this, like Humboldt Hot Air, in addition to those, the program that we just talked about, and then the shows, like, what else do you see?
Yeah. My dream vision would first be to have a schedule every day, all day, there's programmers in there. And then I would love to start, some of this is COVID, or, you know, we haven't really started with COVID, but yeah. I would love to start having live performances on air. Our space is like small, but I think we could swing it. I've seen people crammed into smaller spaces for radio.
Definitely.
A drum kit can fit in there, which means we can have people standing around playing guitars or whatever.
Exactly.
So I would love to have like maybe shows where people only do like live. When I was at KZSC, I did a show that was live interviews and performances. So we would, someone would play a couple songs and then we'd stop and talk to them about the song, stuff like that. And then they'd play few more songs, and it was just this really fun way. It was a really fun show, and I'd love to do something like that again. But like I said, with COVID, we're not really having a ton of people in the studio right now, kind of only who needs to be there. And then along with that, I would love to have like live shows out in the community that would be like Humboldt Hot Air presents whoever, more specific maybe to even to shows. So like this radio show, which is this genre, is presenting this live show that fits in with the theme. And then they could talk about it on a show and interview people and stuff like that. And I'd love to like be tabling at local fairs, you know, have a Humboldt Hot Air table where people can learn more about us, stuff like that.
Do you have the technical capabilities at this point? Like if you wanted to do live from the Arcata Farmers Market and just have whoever's, you know, playing that week, just be live on Humboldt Hot Air. Are you set up to do that kind of thing?
I think it's possible. I think it's definitely possible, but I don't know how to do it yet.
Yeah. Okay.
I've tried, but I think it's definitely possible with the computer. I think you just have to download the software onto a computer that can leave the studio.
Yeah.
And then I don't think it would be very hard, especially with internet radio. So
yeah.
And then, I think, you know, like looking at the schedule, it seems like it's all, you know, music shows, but like, you know, like I think a big part of KHSU was like the community affairs programs, you know, like Thursday Night Talk was pretty popular in my estimation. You know, what about stuff like that?
Yeah, we are definitely getting that in. It's kind of just been who's come to me first, and we're slowly going through all the emails and kind of just like one by one getting people in there, you know. But we have gotten a few proposals for that. I know some people want to do like an events calendar, which I'm really excited about again with COVID. But I feel like there's things happening again in the community. So.
There's things happening.
They managed to do it on our radio stations. Like I'll sometimes hear them still, you know, that saying, you know, an events calendar, and it's like, they have info on there. It's mostly
go to this Zoom
stuff.
And
Like we have stuff on the lowdown. The lowdown is full of things again. So we're doing stuff again as a community.
Yeah, absolutely. So an events show, and then there's definitely a few people that want to do interview shows. I know that the show I was mentioning earlier, Mother Tucker, which is Tucker Noir's show, she wants to do like interviews over Skype kind of thing with people as well. So yeah, we definitely plan on getting some talk stuff in there. But right now I think it's all music for now. So
And
so do you think, like, would it be a good use of time for us to just kind of like brainstorm some shows now? Because I, you know, because I see like there are, you know, I'm looking at the schedule, and I mean there are holes. You have some holes in the show here.
I was going to ask about that, but it sounds like you've had a lot of interest. You said
we have
still
a
kind
lot of
interest,
and if you're listening to this and you're a DJ, and you know, you're welcome. Please, like, reach out. We have a lot of interest, but we also still have a lot of space. my email is humboldthotair@arcadaplayhouse.org.
So. And that's what people do. That's just the process right now, is to just email with basically a pitch, like an idea.
I have a Google form that I've been having some people fill out about, like, what the show name is, what your concept is, when you want it, things like that. Yeah, that's been the process, but we do have a lot of interest, and it's like, it's just a matter of, like, you know, coordinating times to meet. And then a lot of people reach out, and then I'm like, okay, like, let me know when you want to start and give me a little show concept paragraph, and then they don't get back to me. So, you know, how it goes.
Yeah, sure. Because, like, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people get excited about the idea, and then they're like, I don't actually have time for this. But are you, like, pretty lenient with, like you said, one of the things, like, you require that at least have a theme, like some sort of a concept, like do you find yourself actually rejecting some people's ideas, like does it have to meet a certain standard of
criteria for you? Tell us who you've rejected.
Maybe not specific, but like, will you really just take anyone, or like
narrowly? I have an idea for a show. I would like to do a show where I come on and I melt butter. maybe you can hear it sizzle a little bit, but nothing too over the top obtrusive. I just want to melt some butter in a very normal way, not flashy. Can I have a half hour on Mondays at 11?
We're gonna see. I'll get back to you.
Okay, I like that. we'll call you. It's funny, like, I actually, to me, that sounded kind of nice. I was like, that sounds like soothing, a nice, right? Like, soothing. Yeah. Like, you just
all about the pitch. If you had said, like, an ASMR show to help you fall asleep,
right? Yeah, and you, like, just, like, with your nice, like, soul. Yes, exactly. Describing it with a sultry voice, like, just. Exactly. I used to always joke on, like, a show that I didn't have an idea, that I just wanted to play, like, 2 straight hours of Whale songs. Would that be something that we might?
Maybe. I just want people to give me, like, really fleshed out pitches and, like, really seem passionate about it, and, like, tell me why you're so into it, and then, like, maybe.
Okay.
It's good of you that you are seeing through our bullshit. I'm not passionate about butter melting hour.
Exactly. Yeah. We've gotten a lot of really interesting and cool people reaching out to, which has been super fun.
Are you comfortable sharing any of those ideas yet, or are they not official enough yet?
One that I'm excited about, let me pull it up. Oh wait, it was right there. Is Adrian Veronese, if I'm saying that right. And she has a podcast on Spotify that you can look out for. It's called House of Fantods. And it's like a spooky thriller.
House of what?
House of Fantods.
Fantods.
It's like a spooky.
What's a fantod?
Yeah, what's a fantod?
It's like a ghost or something.
Not a phantom, but like a fantod.
And it's like this podcast of, like, scary stories. And I don't know what she's going to do with us yet. We've been emailing, and I'm excited to see how that goes.
Okay. I like this. Let's hope that can launch in the month of October.
Season for that. So
yes, which I think is, like, a radio favorite season. People love doing spooky shows in October and, like, busting out all their kind of Halloween-y vibes music.
Yeah.
Something that I'd be really interested to see, that I'm wondering if you've ever talked about there, is bringing back the radio drama.
Yes, that's so funny. That's what I was about to say too.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. So,
the last year, the Arcadia Playhouse has their Christmas show every year. And last year we actually did air it. They'd made it a radio performance, or like an audio performance. And we did air it on Humboldt Hot Air. That was before Humboldt Hot Air really had anything else on it at all. But we did have our live stream. We were just working on other things. So we were able to stream it. And that was really fun. And now that Humboldt Hot Air is more established and we're really doing things, I think we're going to do it again this year. And that will be really fun. So you can look out for that. it was like a Christmas radio show through the Playhouse.
I like that. I like the idea of just doing like the Foley like sounds, like, you know, doing like thunder with one of those big like metal or whatever.
Yeah, and last year it was all it was just they did the performance, recorded it, sent it to me, and I aired it. And maybe this year there's talk about it being live, which would be fun.
Wow. So, yeah, that would be really fun.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. There's like I would like could we get like Jeff DeMarc to just like read the classic, like Jeff DeMarc just reads Moby Dick. Yeah. That would be soothing. That would be soothing to me. Maybe just me, but
we'll see. That's funny.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that Jeff DeMarc might come up with his own enticing pitch, or maybe he's done with that world. I don't know.
I've talked to Jeff DeMarc.
Okay.
I've mostly was kind of in communication. We're going to start getting some underwriting hopefully soon.
That's his trade.
So that's what I talked to him about. He didn't have interest in having a show, but you never know.
you kind of gotta give him a nudge there. It's like, cause he will be behind the scenes until you say, Jeff, we want to hear from you. We like you.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that idea though. Reading, it's funny to me that everything that like we're coming up with is all like this, just very soothing. I think that we just have some frayed nerves around
our lives are too chaotic.
We want all radio programming to just be like soothing sounds, just lulling us into a calm sleep.
Yeah.
That being said, I'd also really love to, you know, see some more like metal shows and stuff, which I feel like we just don't get as much of in Arcata. So
you're so right. I would love that. If there's anyone out there interested in doing that, that would be fun. We don't have anyone doing that right now.
I'm gonna put the word out. Ah, you know what I could really go for right now? A fat bowl
of ice cream, I assume, is what you're talking about, because that's what I know that you love.
Well, I do love ice cream, but you didn't let me finish.
I'm always cutting you off.
Steamrolling me all the time. I was going to say, if you would shut up for a second, a fat bowl clothing item or other piece of quality Humboldt merchandise, because I was talking about Fat Bowl, FATB. The clothing company in Arcata.
Right.
Yes. They sell custom clothing, art supplies, gifts, and accessories. And you know what else, Goff? They also have disc golf supplies. I know how much you're into disc golf.
You know me. I love to rattle some chains. Is that what they say?
I think that that's a thing that they say.
And if they don't, they should.
I'm pretty sure that's a thing they say, but maybe we can go ask them over at Fat Bowl Clothing, which is
Bro, you want to go rattle some chains?
Fat Bowl Clothing is on G Street in Arcata. They're right across the street from Northtown Coffee, or you can check them out online, fatbol.com.
Do it.
Well, it sounds like there's a bunch of cool things coming up, and talking about this has been making me feel really excited. I feel the smile on my face. I'm like, yay! I remember just how fun it was, like, doing. I would always encourage all of my friends, like every semester, like do KRFH, like do the radio show, even if it has nothing, because like lots of people in there weren't interested in broadcasting or journalism or anything as their, you know, it wasn't their major. It's like, it was just such a fun way to break up your day and like do something, you know, that was just, you got to take a break from studying or whatever. And just like, and with this, it's just like taking a break from your life. You know, it's something that's kind of engaging. So you can't just sit there and think about your stressful life. But at the same time, it's like, it's very meditative and soothing. And like, I encourage everybody out there who's been stressed because of COVID to like to email you and pitch a radio show, because I think it's really
radio is for everybody, like you said, and that, like you said about KRFH, like being able to kind of be anyone and engage is also something that is really fun. And I think music specifically is one of the only art platform or one of the only art mediums that everyone is a part of, which I think is like so special and cool about music is pretty much everyone in the world listens to music in some form. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to like I mentioned before, tie Humboldt Hot Air into everything else that's happening in the community and really like engage with people that maybe wouldn't necessarily think of radio as being something that relates to them, but it does because it relates to everything. And I think I can make that kind of work there.
So you've been doing Humboldt Hot Air for a while now, and you were on the air in Santa Cruz for a number of years. Like, can you think of an example of a time when your being on air resulted in just, you know, something that surprised you, just like you putting something out there touched somebody in a way where they reached out and, or just, you know, have you seen like the effects of you being a presence on the airwaves, whether that be terrestrial or online?
Yeah, I think that like something, I'm not sure about a direct example, but something that does always kind of, it's a good reminder, is the power and influence that you have, especially on like terrestrial radio. When I was working at KHSU, God, I keep saying that. I didn't work at KHSU. Sure. that the way that artists were interested in coming on and felt that being on my show was like a really like amazing thing. And I'd be like, what, who, me? I'm just like on here playing around. But they would be like, oh my God, like you want me on your show? Like, yes. Oh my God, on KZSC, like that's amazing. And then also festivals, like there was a few times that I would get free tickets to festivals to like do coverage, and that always caught me off guard because I was like, whoa, you really, like, you think I'm gonna be like good coverage for this show? Like, that's so cool. So I would say things like that are always like a good reminder that radio is like a very real, valid, important, influential platform.
I think now too, just like with just the way that modern life is, like there's an intimacy to this medium. There's, you know, it's, I feel like people have more time to devote to something that is going in their ears than to something that they have to engage with, whether it's reading or the screen. Just like audio is the best way to actually connect to people. I'm putting things in my ears constantly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, good on you to be capitalizing on that.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think that even more specific right now, COVID is added to importance, and especially for performers who are musicians who, you know, have other ways of showing their art right now, radio and podcasts and things like that are even more important because people don't have those stages that they once had. I think Humboldt Hot Air is coming out at a great time for that reason too.
Yeah.
What are some things that you currently like put in your ears? Like what are things that you listen to that are unhumbled hot air related?
So confession for myself is that I actually don't listen to that many podcasts.
That's fine. You're forgiven.
Yeah, well, you, except for Humboldt Holding Up, which I'm sure you listen to every week.
I listened to the one with Jackie and
cool.
One podcast that I was introduced to that I really liked is called Love and Radio. Have you guys heard that one?
I haven't, no.
It's really good. It's very This American Life-esque. It's just every single episode is a different story. It's just a different person being
in. Yeah, it's been recommended to me on my podcast.
It's really good. There's a lot of different really fascinating people. Really fascinating people that they get on there tell like crazy stories. I like that. And then I listen to a lot of music. I've been listening to more like soul and R&B because that's what I'm doing with Warm Gold. But I listen to a lot of hip hop and I listen to a lot of country music. Those are like my two genres that I really like. I'm instantly drawn to is hip hop and country music.
Like what kind of country? What's your era here?
So, all sorts of country, mostly like a lot of slightly more classic country. I love, like, you know, for just the greats like Willie Nelson and and yeah. Johnny Cash and, you know, but I just love country. And I think that the two genres have a lot more in common than people think, because they're both kind of based in working class struggles, anti-establishment, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, why no country show?
I know. Well,
it's early.
Yeah, maybe.
we'll get there. Yeah.
Someone does a country show at some point, and maybe it'll be me. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will need it in there.
Sometimes
sure.
I have thrown a few country songs that are a little bit leaning towards like country soul into my show a few times. So okay. Get it in.
What would that be? Like what's your crossover song there?
So one artist that I really am liking right now, and I'll mention him because he's coming to ATL in November, is Charlie Crockett. He's one of my favorites right now. He's like releasing a lot of music right now, and he's got this really traditional sound. And some of his music, a lot of it is just straight country, but some of it will lean a little bit into soul. And that's the songs that I'll play. He did a great cover of After Laughter. You know that song?
I don't think anyways, I do.
You might recognize it. I would sing a little jingle for you right now.
Come on, let's do it.
No, but he did a cover of that felt like it worked for the show. So, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, so if anyone out there is itching to do a country show.
I have a feeling that Narrowly will accept that pitch. If you
like a metal punk show we could also use. So.
Okay. Yeah.
But any idea, you know, if people are out there, are interested, you said just shoot you an email. It's humbolthotair@arcadaplayhouse.org.
Yep, exactly.
And
you're involved in like some organization that is doing things in the community. That's also something that I'm really like looking for, that I think would be really fun if you can see how work you're doing could translate into a radio show.
Right, yeah. So don't be limited by the idea that you just need to be that needs to be centered around the music.
Exactly.
Format. And, before we end this today, Narrowly, is there anything else that, you know, you want to say about this? Any other message you want to get out to the community, or, you know, just something you feel like we didn't touch on, or?
Just tune in. I feel like a lot of people are really into the idea, but make sure you're listening too. Make sure you're tuning into our shows. We have like the ones right now, I can really confidently say every single show we have on air right now is really good. I listen to everything. and they're all really fun, really great shows. Everyone we have is putting a lot of energy into their playlists. Just like really, really interesting and fun and unique. And I've been like finding a lot of new music on there. And also we have a chat feature on our website, and do utilize it, because sometimes I'll be on there and I'm like, I wonder if anyone is even listening to me right now. Like, I wonder what.
Well, I was going to say, like, I noticed that, like, I've, you know, in preparing for this, I've found myself on the humbolthotair.org website a few times, and it keeps popping up saying hello, and I'm like, what do you want me to say?
I know. Okay, so it automatically says hello, and something really funny that I've noticed is I can't tell who's responding. It just says like random user number or whatever. Yeah. But I get messages where someone's like, hi.
Hey. Yeah.
I think I did that. Yeah.
Just being polite. Yeah.
Hello pops up. We're not one's really talking to you. It automatically says that. But when you respond, we do get your message, especially if it's during a live show. It feels really good to like hear someone be like, I'm listening and loving the music, or asking what song it is, or
putting in a request,
or whatever it is. The chat feature can be a little bit confusing and flawed. And so sometimes it says we're offline, but we aren't. If someone's on air, they're not offline. So send it anyways, and that they will get that message.
I'm writing a message.
Send you a message right now. We're doing that podcast.
Oh, okay, here we go. Have you considered melting butter on air?
So on the times in between scheduled live shows right now, are you keeping programming on there all the time, or?
Yeah, there's just music. There's just music. What we've been doing is getting like a playlist, a themed, like, you know, I'll pick like hip hop or something similar to this artist or whatever it is. And it just kind of plays. People have been really loving it. It's really funny. I've gotten a few messages from people being like, oh my God, who's on right now? This is so good. And I'm like, oh, it's like an algorithm.
Yeah, that's the computer. Killing like, it. Yeah.
It plays good stuff sometimes.
They're pretty smart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But there is something about the live people. So that's why it's nice to, you know, have that component.
Exactly. And that's, I've been encouraging all of our DJs to talk as much as possible for that reason, because I think that anyone can listen to music they love easily on their own all right. the time. Even anyone can discover new music that they think they're going to love because of, like you said, like the algorithms that'll show them that on Spotify or whatever. Mm. But the one thing that radio gives you that you can't find anywhere else is that radio personality and someone, you know, coming on every few songs and like saying hi and telling you a little tidbits of information and stuff like that. So, I think that's definitely unique about radio and why people should talk as much as they can.
Yes. Yeah. That's also a daunting part when people first start out. I think a lot of the time they're just like, play music. I don't ever want to talk. And then by the end, you just can't stop talking like me. And then you eventually start a podcast where you just talk all the time.
Yeah.
Well, it's been really nice chatting with you, Narly. Thank you so much for joining us. So everybody make sure to give it a listen. HumboldtHotAir.org. And then you just click on the streaming.
Yep.
And you're there.
Stream and you're there. And then send an email and start a show. You've always been dreaming of it. So just do it.
HumboldtHotAir@arcadaplayhouse.org. Tell me who you are, what you like, if you have music experience, whatever it is, and your show concept idea.
And don't take the melting butter idea because that's already been taken.
That one's been reserved for an 8-hour every Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, it went up from half hour to 8 hours. Look at that.
There's a lot of butter in the world.
Yeah. There might be a butter shortage in Humboldt soon.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well worth it. Yeah.
Whether or not you actually do exactly that, which I love, I do also think that Melted Butter is a very great show title. So just throwing that out there too.
It's kind of like Warm Gold.
It is a little like Warm Gold, I guess. Maybe.
That's probably where my brain got that.
That's probably how he came up with the idea. Yeah.
Warm Gold, I was like, what's just like sounds nice and comforting and soothing?
You hit it. You got it. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks again. Thanks again, Darley. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll be seeing you out there once that's a normal thing to do again.
Absolutely.
All right. We want to thank again Narly Devaney for coming in and explaining why the air is hot and what motivates her to keep it that way.
Yeah, thank you so much again, Narly. And for all you listeners, make sure, again, I will say it again, check out Humboldt Hot Air. Just visit humboldthotair.org and click the little streaming button to listen live. And if you yourself have dreams of having your own radio show, all you got to do is give your amazing pitch to Narly. Make sure it's a little bit more thorough than some of our half-baked pitches. And
she was very polite, but I really
I don't think she loved your melted butter idea.
Yeah, it was there was a simmering rage underneath the surface that she contained very well.
Simmering rage is also another good show name for a different kind of feel. We have melted butter
for that metal rage show.
Yeah. Melted butter followed by simmering rage. I like this. Well, so we'll fine tune our pitches and send them to Narly later. Anyway, for the rest of you who want to do that, you just shoot an email to HumboldtHotAir@arcadaplayhouse.org And thank you all for listening.
Yeah.
Be weird. And we'll be back. We'll be back next week with more Humble Holding Up.
Bye.
Out there.
Get vaccinated. Okay, Steph, we got one more of these Fat Bowl ads we are blessed to be able to do. I have the copy for it right here. You want to do it? Should we do this?
Yeah, of course. I'm so excited. I love Fat Bowl.
Okay, well, here's how this ad reads. He goes, "Hey, Humboldt, come down to Fat Bowl store at 1618 G Street, Arcata, and check out their new designs. They have clothing for men and women, and they maintain a clean and healthy store."
Oh, well, that's...
aggression. I think like that's a wink, wink. Like, hey, we're trying to not have COVID in our store. That's how I read that. Okay, but anyway, come check out deals on disc golf equipment, art supplies, gifts, and accessories, and 25% off on all smoking supplies. Which I think they're talking about weed. You can't say that. I think this is for a radio ad, but we can just, this is a podcast, so we can just say weed.
We can say weed all day long, baby.
Come get your weed smoking supplies.
But are you not allowed to say weed on the radio? Whatever. Anyway. Well,
if you're interested in branding or merchandise for your business, their custom printing services will have you covered. Get your brand on t-shirts, hats, hoodies, lighters, keychains, or just about anything else you can think of. That's good. I could think of a lot.
I could, but not right now.
But not right now. Okay. Fat Bowl, again, located on G Street in Arcata, across from Northtown Coffee. Fat Bowl is a local, you know him, you love him. Go give him pay him a visit and tell him that Stephanie sent you.